Welcome to your five for the day. I've got to hand it to you. Can I give you a hand? The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Familiar phrases? Ever use them? Know what they mean? For some reason, the hand is not only a vital part of our bodies, enabling us to do so many things, it is also useful in so many phrases we use in everyday language. For some, take my hand, or let me give you a hand, is a vital part of our lives. For all proud parents, there comes a time when baby stops crawling around on the floor and tries to pull itself up onto its feet. It then stretches out that precious little hand and places it in your much larger hand as the infant endeavours to take those few first faltering steps. Over many days, you will stretch out your hands and grasp that so small hand in yours to help baby walk. It is a wonderful picture of absolute trust, safety, confidence, and security. At the other end of life's spectrum, how many times have I offered my hand to elderly people to help them down a curb or down some steps to ensure they don't fall? Aware of their frailty and vulnerability and fear of falling, they are usually only too happy to depend on others to ensure a safe landing. Yet again, it is a picture of trust, safety, and dependence. In between those two ages, there are very few occasions when a helping hand is deemed to be necessary. For the vast majority, they become independent, self-assured, self-confident, and have no need to depend on anyone else. I wonder if the same is true in the spiritual realm. It is a statistical fact that more people become Christians in the early years of their lives than in any other phase of life. Maybe it is because they can see simply and clearly their need to trust and depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe that's why Jesus said to his disciples, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Again he said, "A little child shall lead them." Likewise, as the end of life is drawing nearer, many people realize they need to prepare for eternity. They need to be ready to meet their Creator and be at peace with Him. And so they reach out the hand of faith and put it in the nail-pierced hand of Jesus so that He can become their Savior. You may have heard the phrase, "So-and-so experienced a deathbed conversion." And this is what is being referred to. Though it is better not to wait till then, as we are not always guaranteed consciousness as we reach the end of life. However, today I may be speaking to so many who belong to the in-between category. Those of you who may be walking independently, those who are self-sufficient, those who feel they have no need to put a hand of trust into the Savior's hand. You know, when falling in love, it is not uncommon to see a couple walking hand in hand as an expression of that love, as a mark of gratitude that they have someone who shares their life and want to walk with them all throughout their life and want to be with that person they love. This is why I stretched out my hand many years ago to Jesus and have known his wonderful company ever since. It was when I realized what he had done for me at Calvary and how much he loved me that I realized my need of him and for him to be in my life, guiding me through the journey of life. What about you, my listener? Independent or sharing your life with a Savior who loves you, who died for you and wants to share heaven with you? If you stretch out your hand of faith today, he will take it and never let you go.